Across the country, there are about 2,000 Cherokee speakers, but in North Carolina, less than 200 native Cherokee speakers remain. Ben Fry, a UNC American Studies professor, said the decline dates back to the 19th and 20th centuries when Native American children were put in federal boarding schools and beaten for speaking their native tongue. When those children came back from boarding school, Fry said places in their community, like factories and restaurants, were no longer native-speaking spaces.
Once there were fewer and fewer social domains, it began to be more and more difficult to use the language. You had to use English when you were out in public. And once kids are born and they don't hear the language in the home while they're growing up, then they don't learn it.
Fry said the first generation who grew up without Cherokee in their homes was in the 1950s. This trend is continuing as fewer and fewer people are learning the language. For languages like Spanish, there's an economic interest to learn the language, which Fry said just isn't there for the Cherokee language.
For the Quala boundary, there's just not enough of us. We don't represent a great enough economic interest.
Creating a translation model for Cherokee isn't easy. Fry said Cherokee is a relationship-focused language, meaning words about the context of the sentence they're in cannot always be translated accurately. Fry said Myrtle Driver Johnson of the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians spent 3 years translating the novel Charlotte's Web because she needed to navigate the complex cultural language differences to translate the entire book. Fry used translations like Johnson's to set the groundwork for his own translation model.
Ultimately, you could build up to a point where you were doing automatic translation with those kinds of things, but that was beyond my expertise. I consulted Dr. Mohit Bansal and Xiu Zhang in computer science, and that was sort of where this project came from.
The research team created an online Cherokee English translator. The translation model can allow for quicker and easier translation of documents from English to Cherokee. He said this could help students on the Quala boundary learning the Cherokee language. This work could also help to revitalize other languages in danger of becoming extinct.
You know, a language encodes basically our culture, our very soul. It connects us to generations of our ancestors. A lot of people would say it's who we are.
Fry said there's great value in learning the history of the Cherokee people through their language, as it's existed for thousands of years in North Carolina.
People ask, what's the benefit? But one of the questions we should be asking is, do we value justice? Because it isn't just an accident that these languages sort of faded away. They were actively targeted by government programs bent on, quote, civilization and assimilation.
The Cherokee translation model is in a demo mode. As more native speakers work with it, Fry said the algorithm will continue to get better. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ava Pukach.